Hello, and welcome to Bubbly Bibbly, the podcast about books and bubbles, literature and libations, authors and alcohol.
We love books and bubbly. We are friends who offer a curated book review section on our website and a hilarious podcast. We discuss books, drinks, and stories from our lives. I'm Rachel.
And I am Carmen. So, Rachel, this one's going to be a little bit different. I asked a few work buddies to listen to our podcast with a critical ear.
Are you sure you want your coworkers to see this side of you?
I was very choosy about the ones I approached. There are some people with whom I work that the podcast may break them a little, and I certainly don't want that. But the people I asked have seen the real me.
Well, this is interesting because you remember when we first started, I found that guy that all he does is critique podcasts, and that's his podcast. And he critiqued our podcast, and he at first he had some critical things, but then when he got to the end of it, he goes, "No, this is really pretty good."
I remember that. Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
I think he gave us like a 9 out of 10.
Said, "I thought I was going to hate this, but I didn't."
No.
So it's really interesting.
Isn't that us in general? You think you're going to hate us and then we win you over somehow?
Oh, my goodness. It's interesting to have somebody listen to you and either bring up things we've never considered or support the things that we have thought of.
So this is going to be discovery and validation all in the same response. Mm-hmm. Now that's getting things done.
Yes. And you and I have tried from the very beginning of our recording together to constantly tweak and make things better for everyone. We want this to be a fun podcast.
In this episode, Carmen and I are going to discuss what a few reviewers have brought to the forefront of our podcast. So tonight I am drinking the French gimlet, the one that your coworker says for only alcoholics. Yes. I love it. So it's gin, elderflower syrup, which is Saint Germain, and ice, basically in a squeeze of lime. So it's alcohol and alcohol. So what can go wrong?
That's
right?
My kind of drink. I was in a weird place. So I tried to find a themed drink, and I found one called the Moment of Truth, and then another one called the Moment of Clarity, and then another one, which was called a Moment of Silence. But
okay.
They all had ingredients that I didn't have, and a lot of them. So I thought about these cocktail names, and the Moment of Truth is pretty much what every good cocktail is. It's a tongue loosener. That is why you have to be careful. Okay. Every cocktail is the antithesis of a moment of clarity. I mean, that's one reason people drink, to escape the realities they're in at the moment. And forget about anything providing a moment of silence for me.
Okay, Carmen. What are you drinking? What did you just say? Like, what the hell are you drinking?
Okay, so I made up my own recipe, and it's called Moment of Harsh Reality.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to like these responses.
You're going to love this. Okay, listen, it's supposed to have gin, but you realize you're out of gin, so you have to switch to vodka. None of it is measured, of course, except by the heart. So it's vodka, bitters, and any sour citrus that you have. Anything that kind of puckers your palate. Because that's what reality is, Rachel. It's pretty to look at, but a bitch in disguise. And when you have to drink this, drink at room temperature, because you don't deserve it to go down easily.
Okay, what is the citrus that you picked? Was it grapefruit?
No, I can't eat or drink grapefruit anymore after the fanfic episode. So it's lemon juice.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty good, but man, that is sour.
Yeah, that's sour. You know, welcome to reality, baby.
Welcome. So I have started this year reading big books. Big books.
I like big books and I cannot lie.
John read this first and now I'm reading it, and it's Babel by R.F. Kuang. Now, R.F. Kuang, I read Yellowface and I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, no, you need to stick with her, with the real, like she's good at sci-fi, whatever. So I'm reading this and it is really good. And basically it's about this young man who's taken from China with this Oxford professor. He grows up in London. His mother dies. The father takes him as his whatever, adoptive, not parent, but whatever you call it, person in charge. Anyway, he sends him to Oxford and they have a tower of translators. Golly, Rachel, get with the program. But it's like translating. So she's mixing the real world of Oxford, but she kind of like made a little space for this tower to go in on the campus. So it's really interesting, and there's like some magic in there. It's like really good, and I'm almost done. So I can't tell you the ending yet.
Well, I started The Women by Kristen Hanna.
Do you love it?
And just wait.
Okay.
I just started it. It looks like a story about a woman who goes to war in Vietnam, blah, blah, blah. I cannot imagine anything I'd like to read less right now.
Oh, no.
But my friend Sarah wants me, by the way, Sarah, every time I say her name, she wants to listen to the podcast because it makes her feel like she is famous.
Oh, ding, 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 Sarah.
So Sarah wants me to read it so she can discuss it, but she even loaned me her book of the month copy of it.
Tell her.
No, I can't, Rachel. Rach, I will. I'm going to, because I cannot read this book about Vietnam. And I will tell you this, spoiler alert, it got all over Sarah's nerves.
I believe it because it's so good. I need to talk to her because, you know, I read this book in one day.
I know. So anyway,
don't even bother with Carmen. I'm shutting her down right now. Call me.
And so I'm going to start Zone of Interest. I got that book in the mail. It is nominated for an Academy Award. I'm going to read the source material.
Okay. So I love anything Kristen Hanna. She deals with so many really neat subjects, and she does so much good research on everything she writes. The Nightingale, Four Winds, Winter Garden, Night Road. I mean, all of them are good. I haven't met a Krista Hanna book I don't like yet. So,
wow. Well, she definitely tackles very difficult subjects, and I did like The Four Winds, but it's just another harsh reality between those, you know, the opening and the ending. And it just makes me want to take another sip of my delicious curated cocktail.
So you guys sip away and we'll be right back with what I'm sure will be a doozy.
I usually script these podcasts pretty clearly. You know, we do have conversation and stuff, but there's definitely a route that we go. This one, not so much. So this is going to be very conversational between Rachel and me. And the very first comment that I got was that we should include more pop culture. Now, I'm not sure what that means, because I think we include a lot of pop culture. We talk about movies. We talk about Harry Potter. We talk about actors and actresses.
I don't know how much pop culture you can get from 45-year-old women. I'm going to put that in quote, and we are lying about our age. But, I mean, what? They want to know that Beyonce has hit the country music charts as first Black woman? I mean, what do they want from us? We're giving them books.
Well, this person.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do people who read as much as we do really care about that much pop culture? Do some readers do like pop culture?
Well, I think our entire fanfic episode was based on pop culture. I mean, we talked about Star Wars and Star Trek and whatever Harry Styles. That's it.
Well, let me ask you this, because we don't, I mean, if you're really looking at like what really is pop culture now, mm-hmm. you need to be talking to high schoolers, and you and I don't talk to high schoolers. Like, we don't talk about what's Riz or, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know the new slangs. I'm afraid to use the current slangs.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't even take a pineapple camping anymore.
No. Don't be hanging that upside down.
But, so, you know,
I mean, I don't know what kind of, I mean, we talk about current books that have just been released. I don't know. Maybe we should do a little section about like what's current in our lives. Maybe that's what.
Don't we do that?
Not that much. You and I are not into pop culture. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I love all our younger listeners. Mm-hmm. But you're talking to older women here. We're just mm-hmm. not that current. Mm-hmm. We think mm-hmm. we are.
Well, you know, let me look up.
I mean, I would go to a Taylor Swift concert in a heartbeat if I could have gotten tickets, you know.
But we can't get tickets because we don't post and we don't follow and we're not part of the fan club. And that's the way it should be, because we're not going to start crying when Taylor comes out on the stage. And that's the experience I want somebody to have when they're so blown away by this cult of personality that they can't even keep their emotions in check.
Well, I told you, so my daughter was teaching a class at her university. I won't mention the name. And it was about public relations or whatever. And they were going over branding. And Emma said she had never felt so old. And my daughter's she's 27. So mm-hmm.
can you believe our kids are getting so old?
The guy in her class was like looking at whatever this logo is. And he goes like, oh, that is so 2007. And she went, what?
Oh my goodness.
And she was like, she called me and she's like, Mom, I feel old.
Okay, so here I have gone to a pop culture website. It's popculture.com. And here are the stories. The first one, Pedro Pascal got too drunk for his SAG Awards acceptance speech.
Oh, but he was so cute. He delivered. You see that? I watched Mandalorian.
He is absolutely the best Saturday Night Live host I've ever seen.
So there you go. Pop culture.
Okay, here's another one. Wendy Williams documentary has fans reeling in heartbreak.
Yes, they're very upset about that because she's diagnosed with the same thing that Bruce Willis has.
I am so sorry that this has happened to her.
Me too. The
Nicolas Cage reacts to memes about his freak out movie performance. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that.
So,
We got 2 out of 3. I'm not a big Nicolas Cage, but I do like the one Treasure Hunters, or what was that?
National Treasure.
Loved those series.
Yeah. Okay, more pop culture. I just don't think that's going to work for us. And if you want more pop culture, you probably aren't listening to our podcast because you're a reader.
Right. I mean, that's okay. Go ahead and find, like, from Schitt's Creek. Remember? I love that mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. Love that for you that you like pop culture. But why don't you find a pop culture podcast?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay. So that was comment number one.
So thank you for submitting.
Yes. Comment number two. One person said that
Do we need to take a break?
No, I have two comments per section.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. And if it's too long, we'll split it into two.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the second comment is, one person said that they want more content on cocktails, and another person said they fast forward it through the cocktails because they're not interested in it.
What? Okay, let me just say one thing about our cocktail section. First off, we have great taste, and they're good cocktails. If you try them. And we do have some of the recipes up on our website. And you know what? We could just mention what we're drinking and the cocktail, the recipes on the website. We could skim through that. First off, why are you fast forwarding though? Because like seriously, if you don't use a real lime or lemon in your drinks, I mean, that was one of my things from this podcast that you should get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Besides reading.
Do you remember when I made milk liqueur? I mean, will you stop that? That was something that I tried and I shared with everyone.
What was the black?
The black vodka.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, I had to throw that out. But do you remember when you found those blackberries behind your barn?
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
See, I think that the amount of cocktail talk that we do is, I mean, we're it's fucking only, bubbly bibbly. Minute. I mean, what do you think the bubbly is?
And the thing is, it's less than a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other thing is, what did you say that was so good? We are bubbly bibbly. I mean, the cocktail, I don't know. You got to sit down and enjoy it, even if it's a glass of wine. I got my glass of wine. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think about that.
Let's take a break because it's going to get better. Okay, Rachel, the next one has your name on it.
Crap. Is it, I can't pronounce things?
No, but I'm going to talk about that later. Okay, so one person said that they want more emotion from you. They want more opinions. They want a stronger stance. If you disagree with me, they want you to do it more vehemently. They feel like you are a little bit of a blob of Play-Doh.
They don't know me very well then, do they? They don't know the Scorpio girl sitting over here. The thing is, Carm, you know this. You and I don't disagree about hardly anything.
Not very often.
And we talk about everything.
Well, and I think you got a little spirited when we were talking about The Women by Kristen Hanna.
Oh, yeah. You really should read that.
And I might. I just am not going to right now. I don't know. I just feel heavy right now and I don't need something heavy. But I wonder if the lack of opinions and the less of a strong stance from you comes from the fact that the podcast is scripted and I don't leave you enough room to form your own responses.
Well, no, but right. I could put more my stamp on it, but you are such a good writer. Do you know what I mean? And you and I have similar takes on what we're reading, like, because we meet once a week for dinner. We try to, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're on the same page anyway.
And again, I think they want more
me, more personality.
Well, maybe Okay. Do you remember that man that reviewed our website? So he said that he thought it was going to be boring middle-aged women talking about books.
Right.
But then he was surprised that there was so much liveliness.
Right. I think we have good banter.
Okay. Okay.
So I mean, I'll work on it. I can definitely see that comment where it would come from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But okay. I don't know. I am more reserved. Like doing this is not necessarily in my wheelhouse. Do you know what I mean? Like talking into a microphone and they don't know how our setup is, but I'm watching myself. You're watching mm-hmm. yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not the easiest thing to do.
And yeah, because we're not together.
No.
When we're taping, right.
And we've done it together a couple of times, but normally we're doing this not via Zoom. We do Squadcast. Shout out to Squadcast. But
when we get together, when I'm not at home, I can't drink as much as I want to. Do you remember that time I drank almost 2 bottles of wine?
Yeah, we were at my studio. That wasn't good. But well, so they don't realize this is more more camera work and mic work, and you're reading and you got cues, and like I agree. This is probably not in my wheelhouse. Like, I'm doing the best I can, girl. Okay, so.
Well, that would be like asking me to do production because I write it because that's what I do. That's what I'm good at. That's what I love. You do the production because that's what you're good at. I mean, you're a graphic artist. You set up our website. You
I'm behind those the things. Scenes.
Well, and you can't have two Carmens. That would not be fun.
And you can't have two Rachels. Because then it's dangerous.
Okay, we're going to move on then. I'm going to just forget that one. And I don't think...
No, it's okay. I can work
But I don't think you have any work to do. I think that this is our dynamic.
It is. And like, whoever mentioned that, which is fine. I love them. Just give me a little grace because this is not necessarily this doesn't fit me like a glove actually recording. Mm-hmm, me going behind mm-hmm. the scenes, that's where mm-hmm. I shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Comment number 4. Want us to read and discuss the same book every week.
I cannot get you to do it.
No, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do that.
No.
If we have happened to read the same book and we want to talk about it, we can. And there are a lot of podcasts out there that do that. Mm-hmm. That's not what our podcast is.
And can I tell you, I have listened to a few podcasts out there with the Sarah J. Maas, the whole fairy porn stuff that's out there. You got A Court of Thorn of Roses, you got the Throne of Glass, and now you've got Crescent City. She's got the 3 series. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these women... I mean, they highlight, they have tags, they've made notes, they're comparing, they've got theories, they've got conspiracies, they talk about the intention of the character and I'm like, I can't listen to that much. Uh-huh. Like I've read the book. I already have my opinions on it. Like I don't want to hear your theories on stuff, you know?
Oh, you know what? I love that.
Do you?
Because you want to form your own. You don't want to hear.
Because I've already figured it out in my head.
Yeah.
I'm that reader. I'm the one that spoils the movie. I'm the one after. I mean, it's great. I mean, now Sarah J. Maas will take you at the end of all her books, rip your heart out. Rip it in two, stick it back in there, and expect you to be normal at the end of a uh-huh. book when she's just done this plot twist. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I like hanging on for that next book, you know?
But I would never even read her.
No, and I didn't think I would either, but I had to see what all the hoopla was. Mm-hmm. And I've decided that I'm that reader that I've got to finish the series. Although, I put down a series recently, but I liked hers enough that I went through it. But Throne of Glass is probably my favorite. But anyway, I just don't see us read. I mean, you'll read a book that I've recommended. I've read books that you've recommended, but we mm-hmm, don't read mm-hmm. together. What would that be like?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, listener reviewer, that this is what Rachel and I want from our podcast. We want to talk about multiple books. We want to talk about the things books do for us in our lives. We want to talk about literacy, and you know, we want to talk about the whole world of reading. Mm-hmm. We don't want to spend 30 minutes on every week book. Talking about one book.
Because just if we talk about nothing but what we read, it's two books at least. And then we talk about a lot of different books.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Because we want people to read more.
And we want our people who follow us on Facebook to say that we are responsible for 75% of their TBR.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we're right on then. All right, let's replenish our harsh reality drink and come back. Okay, here's the next one. This is comment number 5. Talk about more popular books.
No. No. I don't understand. I am popular book girl.
I tell you what, you are the one who reads the latest releases.
I do. And my mm-hmm. old TBR list is sitting there judging me.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know this book's out this month though. I gotta get it.
And you and I are never going to read something because of the bandwagon. Oh, wait a minute.
I did.
I have to back up because you've already said that the only reason you read the...
Court of Thorn and Roses, the Sarah J. Maas universe. The Maas yes. universe. I have read it because of TikTok. I did it.
Okay.
I was peer pressured into it.
Okay. All right. And you're owning it. I love that.
I own it. I love it. Okay, Reese Ann is, he's my boy. I'm just saying. Cassian's not bad either. Yeah, I read a lot. Like last year, out of my 52 books, I bet you at least 80% of them were out that year, last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't read the latest releases because I am cheap ass cheap. And so I read what I want to read.
Exactly.
And I am, until the podcast starts paying for my insurance.
Thank you. You're going to uh-huh. snap for that one and a head toss. I'm checking my nails. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yes. Girl.
Yeah. So, So talk about more popular books.
Maybe. No, because we might. We've talked about a lot of popular books.
Yeah. But again, that's another thing I want to do is I want to bring books to your attention that you don't see on the New York Times bestseller list.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We might talk about the Goodreads that have a below a 4 one day. Low rated, but really good because people haven't read it.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Okay, sorry. I got a little heated.
Okay, if I have time to listen to a podcast, I'm probably going to listen to an audiobook. That's hard to argue with.
Fine. I love that for you. Listen to a book.
Yeah.
30 minutes in the car, though, I mean, that's like going from here to Whole Foods.
Well, the thing is, I want more time with an audiobook than 30 minutes. And I think that our podcasts are the perfect length. And the sound of our cheering fans means it's time for listener comments.
I think this episode has told us one thing, that we are all people and we all want different things.
And like I said, I've listened to a few other reading podcasts this week, and I have to tell you, I love ours. We have set sections, we don't really ramble, and we have very good production.
Oh, thank you, Carmen. And yes, you know that we love hearing from you. I just hope that you will understand when we can't make everyone happy. You may not like a section or a comment in the way, or the way I mispronounce something.
Wait. That's one thing that I wanted to say. Oh. I read the reviews of one of the podcasts, and one listener stopped listening because the host of the podcast said, instead of saying magnate, she said magnet. So, like, he was a shipping magnate.
It wasn't, she said, our shipping podcast, magnet. Was it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, thank God.
And it's like, okay. It's like, you know what? Don't even listen to us, because Rachel is over here saying Charles Dickinson.
I did. Okay, Carm, some words just jump up on me and I don't know what to do with them. It's like, it's been this way my whole entire life. I apologize, people. Well, this is why you love us. And we do hope you keep listening.
And the whole point is to have fun sharing something that we love, which is reading and books and alcohol. And adding to that never-ending reading list, of course.
Let us know what you think about our podcast, maybe how it's written or produced, or any suggestions or ideas that you may have to help Carmen and me make it better. We might actually listen to you.
And thank you for saying Carmen and me and not Carmen and I. I mean, come on, people. Use the third grade trick and start getting this shit right.
And check us out on all our social media and keep connecting with us. We love it, guys.
Definitely. And the more you interact with our social media, the more we are seen by others who may like it.
And remember, Norman Vincent Peale said, "The trouble with most of us is that we'd rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism."